Elizabeth Akira. The 7 government-aided secondary schools in Kapalabyong district are facing a significant shortage of infrastructure and teaching staff. Robert Edimu is the chairperson, Teachers Association in the district, who is expressing concern that many of these schools lack adequate staff housing, laboratories, hostels and classrooms. This situation has resulted in some students having to study under trees, while only about 40% of teachers are present in the entire district, leading to necessity of hiring Primary Teachers Association PTA teachers and renting accommodation for staff at an added cost. Edimu, who is also the head teacher of Balanga Comprehensive SS, highlights that some institutions are struggling to construct boarding facilities for students, having to rely on limited contributions from the PTA. As an example, he pointed out that Obalanga Comprehensive, which has an enrollment exceeding 1,000 students, currently only has 17 teachers when it should have around 55.
We are starting boarding sections, but it's the parents' contribution. And you know, the PTA contributions are normally very low. So we are going very slowly in terms of raising up the dormitories. Two, we have issues of staffing. You know, they still look at Kapalabyong as a place of insecurity. Therefore, getting teachers to come and actually offer services here is very difficult. They normally doubt us that when you go there, you're in Karamoja, it's a dry place. People maybe cannot motivate them to that extent that they expect. So the percentage is around 40% on the side of staff. In a school like Obalanga Comprehensive, with 17 teachers and in a government payroll and 14 under PTA payroll, we don't have even one staff house in the school. So that one is very acute. At least these other old schools like Eloro, St. Francis Achumet, and the newly constructed school like the Akromitisi, those ones are fair. Then when you look at under academics, the laboratories, other structures are also missing. Classrooms, you can even see around. These students are studying under trees. So we have those gaps. We don't know how government.
Agriatino, the head teacher, Lavira Girls SS, also notes that the increase in student enrollment due to improved performance has resulted in some learners studying outside because of insufficient classroom space.
We are studying under trees because of lack of enough classrooms. The population has grown and everything almost now is inadequate. Classrooms are inadequate, furniture is inadequate, dormitory space inadequate. Apart from water now, which I have adequately everywhere all over the compound. So, but we are managing. We are managing because now we need to be creative. Well, I call upon the ministry to really think about boosting our schools. Like Labyrinth and Comprehensive, we, with the population now overweighing the facilities which are there, and we can't stop admitting. So these are the only two schools which are here, very important, providing education for the community. We have city schools, but these schools are far away. So the ministry should think about investing in these schools.
Tomolingo Tukol, the resident district commissioner, Kapalabyong, stated that the district is collaborating with development partners to advocate for interventions in infrastructure development at schools as government prioritizes enhancing seed secondary schools in the area. From across the